What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. So I just hit the record button and I'm like speaking into the microphone and I have my noise-canceling headphones on and I'm like, man, something doesn't sound right. And I have a hat on right now and I'm like, man, what's going on? So I played it back and I listened to it and I'm like, sounds fine. So I was like, oh, maybe my hat is in the way of my headphones. So I took my headphones off, take my hat off, and lo and behold, I have a noise canceling AirPod Pro in my left ear. Yeah. So I had that and then my noise canceling headphones over that. Yes. Good times. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. That's what happens here in real life as we record this podcast. And that type of thing happens more than I care to admit. Good times, right? This is episode number 469 here on the show, and today I want to talk to you about three pieces of content, okay, that you should be including in your pre-launch video content strategy. So as you know, hopefully by now, that when you are launching, you're doing a launch in your program or launching your business, I should say, whether it is your optimized launch method style launch that I teach, a webinar launch that I also teach, whatever it is, we need to be doing pre-launch, creating a pre-launch runway, meaning putting content out there that gets people excited about what you're going to be teaching in your launch. You're connecting with your audience. You're attracting your audience. All the while, you are building audiences of people who are engaging with your videos, right? And there's a couple of reasons why I wanted to cover this in today's episode. Number one, the biggest mistake that I see people make when it's launch time for them in their business is that they simply start running registration ads. So they start running Facebook or Instagram ads directly to their registration page for whatever it is, a webinar or, you know, video series or optimized launch or whatever it is. They just start running ads simply to the registration page. And that definitely works, right? But there's also a smarter way to do this from an ads perspective that will lower your costs and oftentimes improve your results, get you better results during your actual launch period. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one is when you do what we're going to be talking about here today, you get to test audiences, you get to test messaging, and you get to build those engagement audiences of people who are engaging with your videos. The second thing is that when you're running ads on an evergreen basis, on a consistent basis, and I don't mean necessarily you're spending $100 a day. I mean, you could literally be spending $5 a day on the strategy that I'm going to be sharing with you. When you are running ads on a consistent basis, Facebook's delivery algorithm, the algorithm essentially, rewards you, so to speak, when you do your launch ads because you're spending on a consistent basis. Again, the big mistake I see people make is that they're not running ads at all. And then all of a sudden they ramp up when they're launching, you know, like 10 days out before their launch. And so again, that can be successful. I've done it plenty of times over the years, but a better strategy is really taking advantage of that lead up time to your launch. We're talking 6 to 8 weeks out from your first training in your launch. Okay. And what I want to share with you here is creating three different types of videos in your business. The cool thing about this strategy is that this is something that you can be doing ongoing, really. And it doesn't have to be necessarily just part of your launch runway, okay? And these three types of videos, I learned these from my good buddy, Brandon Lucero. And if you listen to the podcast for any period of time, you may recognize the name Brandon or you know of Brandon's work. Brilliant dude, one of my very good friends. And he teaches all about content and messaging. And he really teaches you how to create content and unique messaging that stands out, okay? And so what I learned from him is to create three different types of video, okay? So the first one is what Brandon calls thought reversal. I've had him in several times to speak to our accelerator coaching program people when we were able to do live retreats. He's spoken several times at the retreats and, like, hands down, people just walk away from that presentation blown away because they're like, oh, this is why my content, my videos, whatever it is, isn't being heard, if you will, amongst the, you know, sea of other content out there that people are putting out there. Okay. And so one type of video that he recommends doing is called what he calls a thought reversal. And so essentially it's you take one norm in your industry, whatever your niche is, what's one norm in your industry? And how do you want to stand against that norm, right? And so, for example, one norm in the online business space is to create your course, and then go sell it. I could not disagree more with that, right? And I have never created a program without selling it first. And that's exactly how I created my very first program back in 2014, which was called the FB Advantage. And so that is one norm. So a thought reversal would be like, hey, stop creating a course and then selling it. Sell the course first and then create it. And most people hear that. I mean, literally just in the past couple of weeks, I've been talking to a ton of people inside our Optimized CEO Facebook group community. And they're like, what are you talking about selling your course before I even create it? Why would I do that? So I break that down, right? So think about in your niche, in your industry, you just start with one, right? What's one quote unquote norm that you want to stand against, okay? And that you're going to be standing against in your launch, in your funnel leading up to your launch, and however you're going to be selling your course or your coaching program or your membership, right? So let's just say you're doing a webinar. Well, what if you're talking about how you go against and how you disagree with whatever norm that you're that comes up for you in your specific niche and what you want your audience to recognize instead? And then you back it up with an example, just like I just did, all right? That's just very simple, high level, but number one, creating a thought reversal style video, okay? The second video, and Brandon calls this a connection video. And so this is all about sharing your deeper purpose, okay? Why are you in business? So few people talk about this. And this is something that I am personally going to be changing in how I communicate and speak to all of you, is sharing more about why I do what I do. For example, if you've been listening for any period of time, you know that I grew up in New Hampshire. My mom is still in New Hampshire in the same house that I grew up in. I'm the middle child, so my two sisters are in New Hampshire as well. And, you know, my dad was an auto mechanic growing up. And my dad passed away when I was 25 from colon cancer. He was diagnosed at 45 years old and then passed away in 1997 at 55 years old. And so between my ages of 15 and 25, you know, I watched my dad deteriorate over those years. And I'll never forget I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was sitting in the kitchen or sitting in the living room of my house, and my dad came home from work. He used to work at, he was a civilian employee at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Southern Maine. And so he worked on cars and trucks and stuff all day. Never forget, he came walking in from work in the afternoon and he was all hunched over as he came in, walked down our hall into the kitchen. He was all hunched over and you can tell he was in so much pain. And I mean, all these years, I have that image planted in my head about seeing my dad like that. He was in so much pain from just leaning over cars and trucks all day that he was just so unhappy and in so much pain. And I firmly believe that the stress of his job, because back then they were, you know, the government was going through a whole bunch of base closures around the country and all this other stuff. And that that shipyard was on that list. And so he thought he was going to be losing his job. And so that really stressed him out. And just between the unhappiness and the stress and all the bureaucratic stuff that he hated at his work, I firmly believe to this day that the stress from his job and his unhappiness with his job shortened his life. I firmly believe that. Okay. And so I grew up in a very blue collar family. You know, we had the whole, you know, lack mindset, the scarcity mindset, the money doesn't grow on trees. You know, we can't afford that, all this other stuff. And like so many of you can relate to, right? Because I talk to so many people and they feel, they're like, oh my God, yeah, that's what I went through too. And I've spent the past several years overcoming that, you know, lack and limited and scarcity mindset around money. And so when my daughter was born, Maya, a little over 2 years ago, everything changed for my business. Like my why changed big time. And what it really changed to was I want to help all of you create an online business that gives you financial freedom, that brings you happiness, so that you are an example to others in your life and your kids, if you have kids, that it's completely possible that you don't have to work, you know, kill yourself in your business in order to be successful, that you don't have to work super long hours and super, super hard in your business in order to be successful and have that freedom and have that financial freedom. I want all of you to be an example for your kids, if you have kids, or others in your life and in your family, that it's possible, right? And so I want to help you do that. When I first started out in 2014, I just want to make money, right? I was coming from the corporate world and I was making several hundred thousand dollars a year. You know, I was making a lot of money, but I just wasn't happy with it. And so I was just like, I just want to do my own thing and make a lot of money. I want to call my own shots. I want to work my own hours. And that was the case for the first several years of my business. But then, you know, over the years, as we do, we evolve and expand in our business and what's most important to us. And don't get me wrong, I love making money, but that's what it's really come to for me and my deeper why, my deeper purpose. And I share this story with you because this is an example of a, as Brandon likes to call it, a connection piece of content, right? So for those of you guys who have kids or what have you, and let me rephrase that. For those people who do not align with that sort of story and why I do what I do, I'm going to repel those people. They're going to go follow somebody else, which is completely fine with me, right? I want to be able to help and support all of you who align with that type of purpose and my why. Okay. And so, you know, what is your deeper purpose of your business? Why do you do what you do? What's important to you? What are your values? And you can create content around things like that. Okay. And so that's the second type of content that I want to encourage you to put out there. And then the third piece is really what Brandon calls a what to do video. This is basically breaking down your solution, whatever it is that you teach that is unique, that fixes what you are talking about in your thought reversal, right? So for example, one of the things, like I mentioned before, people always talk about, you know, create your course and then go sell it. No, sell it first and then create it, okay? And I hear also, you know, I have to do all these things in my business. You know, I have to have all these offers in order to grow my business. That's another thing that people think, right? And could not disagree more, right? Which is the exact reason why I created my optimized CEO method, which is three pillars, right? Optimize mindset, optimize sales and marketing, optimize systems and processes, right? It's all about creating more money and freedom, bigger impact through less stress and fewer hours, okay? So I would do a video about that or several videos about that. So I'm basically breaking it down into three different types of videos. And that type of content, that type of messaging that I'm including in those videos are either going to attract my audience or repel people, be like, no, I don't align with this dude, right? Which is totally fine. And I want you to think about the same types of things, right? What is one thought reversal type of content that you can create in your business that goes against one industry norm? And you can come up with any number of these that you want to. If there's a whole bunch of industry norms in your specific niche that you want to take a stand against, that's number one. Number two is the connection, quote unquote, style video that talks about the deeper purpose. And then number three is that, you know, a what to do video that breaks down your unique solution, right? That your, whatever it is that you uniquely teach in your business, your framework, your method, whatever it is, that fixes what you feel is wrong in your industry, right? What you teach in your business, whether it's through your course or your coaching program, okay? And you could use these types of videos right here with a video views objective when you run ads, okay? So video views objective, you optimize for through play, which is a 15-second view. And I mean, we're talking pennies for a view on your videos. That's why I mean, like, if you want to be spending $5 each video, so $15 a day, or maybe you can do $10 a day through three videos, whatever you want to do. What you're doing here is you're testing which messaging is resonating with your audience very, very inexpensively. Also, you can be testing different audiences that you're trying to figure out if they work or not. That way, when you get to your actual launch registration ads, you already know what type of messaging resonates. You already know which types of audiences are working well for you. Then you can go right into those audiences and start targeting, leveraging the messaging that worked the best through this strategy, okay? And so that's what we're talking about here. You want to be creating buzz and positioning yourself in your crowded niche, because I guarantee whatever niche you're in, there's a lot of other people doing that, okay? And so you can be starting these videos out, you know, 6 to 8 weeks out prior to your launch. And then as you get closer to your launch, then you're starting to increase that spend, shifting into the registration ads. And not only do you do the testing with the audiences, but now you have video engagement audiences to target from your videos, right? And so that is the three types of videos that I want to encourage you to use in your pre-launch video content strategy, okay? And I keep mentioning, I learned the messaging and the video content to stand out, because this was something that I had a hard time early on in my business, where I was like, who am I to be doing this stuff? You know, there's all of these other people teaching Facebook ads back then, and like, you know, all this. So Brandon, I've known Brandon for years. He's someone that helped me early on, really helped me stand out in the business. And you're going to hear from Brandon over the next 2 weeks. I'm going to have him here on the podcast, breaking all of this down even more so. Brandon has a brand new video series coming out called the Content Revolution video series. For those of you who watched his video series last year, he's completely redone it. And I've seen it, and it's freaking amazing. It's so, so good. And so I want to encourage you to register to check out his video series, okay? The video series, again, it's called The Content Revolution. It's all about finally creating engaging content with unique messaging that allows you to create demand for your product or service, builds that profitable connection with your audience, and allows you to really stand out because you stand for something. Okay. This video series is all about helping you, you know, the content that so many people put out just gets lost in the sea of content because everyone's doing the same kind of how-to content. All right. Well, his video series is going to break down step by step for you how to get out of that, you know, mundane content creation and really allow your content to be heard. To register for this free video series that he's got coming out, just go to rickmulready.com/4, the number 4, and then the letter X. rickmulready.com/4X. Now, coming up in the next episode, I will have Brandon on. We're going to start talking about content, even more so going much more deeply into how you can be creating content and messaging in your business that allows you to stand out and attract your exact target customers. Stay tuned, my friend. Be well, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business Podcast.